Well, the whole picture of what I've been committed to in these decades has to do with really boosting the collective capability of humans to deal with complex urgent problems. And so that really tends to the scale of the biggest problems and the largest collection of people that there might be in the end. So it's always a scale that's in my mind as I keep thinking and trying to do next stages. And because of the scale, you know, the worldwide potentially, et cetera, there's an issue of strategy which needs to come in that one can't just make a frontal attack on a really large scale issue. It became clear to me after the first years of really thinking about how do we really help ourselves reason and develop knowledge and be able to clarify it and keep it evolving, and that the role of computers in that would be so important, and the network, of course, and then the hypermedia, in order to take advantage that we have a technology now that's very different from the technology it's replacing, that is of books, and that the pages in a book are not changeable, and you scan that, and when you give a reference to a given article or book, generally you just cite the whole book or whole article, so the reader, if they want to really follow up on that, has to go get it and then trace through the thing until they find what the discussion's about. So the appreciation that the new technology being possible, that you can, when you make a citation, you can cite the explicit object in a document and you'll jump right to that. And then also the variations of the ways, instead of just having a fixed view that the page gives you, sort of have all sorts of optional views that help you scan or find things or review them or get yourself oriented. And so in those particular points, one is what we call high resolution linking, and the other is the optional views. And this is the way the augment system was built over the years. But to get that out in the public world, because of the scale of change, et cetera, that's required, it didn't seem very likely that you could just invent the brand new super system that someone would have to transfer all the work onto before you could begin gaining the benefit of this. So out of this came first discussions in the 80s and so on about what I call reach through, that you have a system that could reach through its ordinary environment into others. And so this kind of matured until, I guess it was 3 years ago, I started explicitly talking about something I named the Hyperscope. And so its design is getting much more firmed up, and the thing that it's aimed to do is that any of the legacy kinds of documents or databases that you'd be able to have a link pointing to any object in that. And the way it could be pursued would be by this special Hyperscope, not an ordinary browser or anything. So the Hyperscope was oriented as something that would go and get the cited document or access the cited database and then create from it, from the cited stuff, a intermediary file in written in XML flexibly, that not only brought the basic content over, but also brought in and introduced under algorithms that could be reproduced accurately, putting addressable tags on appropriate locations, for instance, on every paragraph or header. And so when the Hyperscope was given the URL, that went there, got that document or accessed the database, created a transformation into the iFile, and then presented the iFile to the user over the modified browser Hyperscope pad, which if you just nominally jump to a given location, it would do just as what you could do with HTML browser, now jump to a given paragraph that has got an address label on it. But then moreover, this could actually create views that the user might need, so whatever kind of flexible command interfaces you wanted to build could say, well, just show me first line for every paragraph. And then this turned out to be a very, very interesting, valuable way to start scanning. And we have many, many other views which will be, will naturally tend to evolve as more and more people find ways in which the particular views can be generated. And so this gives us sort of a basic ability to interlink with high resolution between different legacy files. And also we can do something that I've been dreaming about for years is whenever any link is established, that the information about it put in a database, so that if you're looking at some given document in a Hyperscope, one of the views can be saying, I want to access that database implicitly by saying, I want to see who's pointing at any given object in here. Or I can put criteria against that as saying, who among this particular collection of people is talking about it? Well, then we also want to have the links be able to have what the type is, and that's been talked about for many years. So the link type would let people, if they start working with this thing, have a much better way of categorizing why they're pointing it to something, you know, whether they're questioning it, whether they're supportive of it, whether they need it for the supporting their own argument, et cetera, et cetera. And so the people that are doing visual argumentation and concept mapping, et cetera, are already getting experience in which of these types of links that fit into their graphic structure of an argument, say. So introducing that kind of graphic argumentation would be very, very nice and give a real acceleration to the kind of thing of building knowledge bases that can have much more structural sort of coherence in it. Anyway, these sort of things look, after some design reviews, et cetera, feasible, and so we're starting to build it. And so to me, that offers an especially valuable evolutionary stage ahead, because it doesn't require that people adopt some unique whole system that they're going to do all of the work in. It means that people can still be doing work in the legacy environment and still get much, much, much more value out of that. But it also means that out of this Hyperscope and its intermediary file, etc., could grow a standard, you know, a system that can do all of its editing and linking within that. And it could grow to have more and more properties that would be very, very valuable in the whole knowledge development thing in a nice evolutionary fashion. So people in their environment where they have much already going on can start adopting a Hyperscope sort of thing within their environment and find a good deal of use of it. And the utilization can move by increase by the number of people who are using it, you know, smoothly, and by the depth of the use, and then by moving into more stages toward what we call an open hybrid document system. So anyway, this kind of evolution in the tools was extremely important, and concurrently the evolution in the way people think and work together, the way the organizations sort of structure their knowledge work, etc., has a chance to evolve also concurrently. And even the modes of application and the scale of application, all that needs to evolve, and at every stage of evolution there's sort of a new mixture of all the social, cultural kinds of aspects of how to use it, as well as the technologies that might be evolving. So there's just a lot of concurrent evolution that's needed. So it's thinking about that scale and the large scope of the facilitation of evolution that one has to arrange for, mean, the video is a strategic sort of challenge to try to get that going. So that's the sort of orientation that's captured me all these years. And so I'm pretty excited about now finally getting a chance to get off on this next stage with the Hyperscope. Oh, sure. Just as evolution all around needs to get going, different specialized domains of what people are doing today with their kind of what we call legacy files, etc., can get started all over the place. So blogs would be very interesting, for instance, to do that with. And one kind of need is to stay in touch with whatever things are moving, and that's also part of the evolution. It's a stage after getting this going that I see we have to find the means for the close observation and integration of what's being learned in the different applications and the different kinds of work people are doing, so that they don't get splinters going off. But you want to encourage splinters, but you don't want to encourage them turning into islands that don't talk to each other.